I know. It barely looks like a house anymore. This is all that's left of the Anders home. My home. Now it's just a bunch of burned out walls and scorched furniture. And it's surrounded by police tape. This used to be the couch where we had family movie night. The kitchen where Mom used to make her famous chicken. I was happy here. Don't move, hubby. And keep quiet.
Hello? Is someone there?
Oh, hello, officer.
You're just a kid. Young lady, I'm Officer Tobias, Juno PD. I thought I saw activity near the wreckage.
The wreckage?
It's not safe here. See the tape?
Right, sorry. Didn't mean to cause any trouble.
What are you doing out here by yourself at night?
I used to live here.
You used to? Oh. I'm very sorry, miss. I hear it was a nice place.
It was.
How about I give you a ride back to your new home? Wherever that is.
That's okay. It's kind of far.
I insist. And we should call your parents. Hop in.
In the back of your squad car.
Relax. You're not in trouble. I just want to make sure you get home safe. Climb in and sit tight while I make a call.
Okay. Let's see. Where are they? Where are they? Searching. Whittier Corp Housing? 311 Fairview Terrace. Okay.
This is car 451.
Officer Tobias?
Hang on.
Excuse me?
What is it, miss?
I just realized I forgot my phone by the house. Can you let me out?
All right, hang on a second. Just be careful. What? A hoverboard?
Let's go, hubby. Let's find my family.
Hey, come back here.
Sinus? What are you doing on the roof? It's freezing.
It's not that cold. I'm just writing in my notebook.
About Casey? Should I leave you alone?
Don't go. The sky is really nice tonight. You should check it out.
Okay.
Careful.
I hunt moose with a bow and arrow. I can handle a roof.
Here, let me brush off the snow for you.
Thanks.
Holiday used to go out to our old roof to clear her head. She probably knew I wouldn't bother her out there.
Why?
I was afraid of heights.
Right.
I mean, not anymore. Fall down a few trapdoors, that'll cure ya.
I think I got a little too used to New Orleans weather.
Here, take my jacket. I'm good right now.
Thanks.
You know, another fear I used to have, talking to girls.
And then Casey came into your life, and...
Not Casey. I was talking about you.
Me? Brinley me?
Yeah, Brinley you. I was always so tongue-tied around girls, especially Casey. It was a mess. I'd have to, script what I wanted to say and rehearse it, and then still wouldn't be able to get the words out of my mouth. But you, always insulting me, calling me sinus infection, geek, nerd, you made me so mad. So mad that I couldn't stop talking.
I say nice things too.
Once every couple of weeks.
If this is your idea of a compliment...
I'm just saying that I'm saying exactly what I feel like saying. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Anyway, thanks, I guess, for helping me not to be afraid.
Whew, it's cold. You're... the only boy who stands up to me. But I guess that's because you know me better than, well, anyone really.
6 weeks in the back of a van will do that.
So, now that we're back in Juno, you're probably gonna go run over to Whittier Corp. Try to find Casey, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if she's okay, or if she's still there.
Before we left Alaska, what Casey did with her zippity-zap powers, holding off the Whittier Corp army so we could get away?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
It was.
You know, I'd help you look for her if you wanted.
You hate Casey.
Yeah, but the girl did save us, and I hate owing people, you know?
Sure.
Cyrus?
Yeah?
Cy, Brinley, dinner!
Coming! What were you gonna say?
Nothing. Just that I hope you find Casey.
Birdie, what's up?
Nothing.
Convincing.
Honey, you haven't touched your food.
Bird, Mom's been dying to pound out some chicken cutlets for months now. Least you can do is eat them.
Your face should eat them.
My face is eating them. You really need to up your insult game.
Cyrus, why are you so annoying all the time?
I don't know, why are you a brat all the time?
You're both being annoying.
Well, you're the world champ of annoying.
Your nose whistles while you sleep. Maybe you should be called Sinus.
I'm not called Sinus.
Kids, stop.
You still know you think so annoying.
Cyrus Holiday, I said stop. Brinley. I meant to say Brinley.
You miss her.
Of course I miss her.
We all do.
Then why did we leave her?
You're doing it again, Birdie. She left us.
We could have stayed there and looked for her.
Birdie, I told you.
We had no choice, Bird. But we are not giving up, not for one second.
There is an extra chair at this table, and it will stay there until we bring Holiday home.
And I know that once she has had time to think about it, she'll realize that she wants to be with us, too.
Do you think Holiday's okay? Do you think she's scared?
Scared? The girl who rides a hoverboard through the sky? She survived a fall off a building. What does she have to be afraid of?
Power outages? Rust?
She's not that kind of robot, Brinley.
It was supposed to be a joke, you know, to lighten the mood.
Oh, I got one. She has to be afraid of really big magnets.
Now you're making robot jokes?
Better to laugh than cry, right, Mom?
Can't argue with that.
In that case, I've got one too. What's a robot's favorite kind of music?
What?
Heavy metal!
Oh!
It's not even funny.
Like you know funny.
Okay, fine. Hermione told me this one. What do you get when you cross a robot with a tractor? A trans farmer. Why did the robot go to the mall? It had hardware and software, but it needed underwear.
You think Holiday would like these jokes?
I think she'll tell the best ones of all.
So, this is their new house, hubby. It's nice. Lots of land. Big front porch. Wonder how they got it so fast. Why are you nervous, Holiday? Just walk through the front door. There they are. Together. Without me. They look so happy.
Holiday, stop! Do not go in!
Badger, where did you come from?
He's with us, H. We found you.
Cam? Adam? What are you doing here?
Holiday, if you go into that house, it'll be the biggest mistake of your life.